From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly Russian airstrikes reported in northwest Syria. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. The rescue workers reported that six strikes had hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. Israel is allegedly responsible for assassinating a senior commander from the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah says one of its top operatives, Samir Kuntar, was killed in an Israeli airstrike near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The group said two Israeli warplanes violated Syrian airspace and fired four long-range missiles at an apartment building. Kuntar was killed along with eight other people in the attack. Israel did not officially comment on the alleged assassination and stopped short of claiming responsibility. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a bathroom. It turned out to be a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in the Kenyan city of Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. Kenyan police questioned six passengers over the incident, including the man who reported the package. The device was removed, no explosives found. This is VOA News.